I'm joined by the Observer's foreign affairs editor, Peter Beaumont, who is in Cairo. Peter, there was a lot of expectation of a ceasefire last night that didn't realise. What's the latest?
I think the answer is that the ceasefire is probably a bit closer than we thought. What's begun to emerge this morning is that there may have been a cabinet split in the Israeli cabinet, and it's been suggested that was for agreeing for the ceasefire, but the Israeli Avigdor Lieberman and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu didn't want a ceasefire on the precise terms that were being discussed. I mean, I think we're probably still very close to a ceasefire. I mean, Hillary Clinton is coming into Cairo today. She was in Jerusalem last night and was apparently involved in talks until quite late last night. And I mean, there is a general expectation that she's not going to want to leave the region empty-handed. Another indicator has been quotes that have been attributed to Lieberman this morning in the Israeli press that have said that he's saying that there won't be a ground invasion despite the deadline till Thursday to agree a ceasefire or have a ground invasion. And in fact, he's quoted as saying that he wouldn't anticipate anything like that until after the Israeli elections, which seems to rule that out.
And how did Hamas end up kind of jumping the gun yesterday? Because it was their officials who were quoted saying that there was going to be a ceasefire last night, and also obviously the Egyptian President Morsi also said that. Do you know what happened?
No, I don't. I think there was a genuine expectation last night that there was going to be a deal by midnight. I mean, some of the people involved in this are not terribly experienced at negotiating these kind of things. The Hamas official who was quoted as in Cairo, I mean, there is disagreement both within different groups within Hamas and also more widely within the Palestinian factions in Gaza over whether what we believe was being suggested, which is essentially a two-stage ceasefire negotiation, one to see hostilities and a second stage to discuss the future of a long-term ceasefire that would open the Rafah border crossing, is the way to go forward. I mean, there's some people who say everything's got to be done in one go. So, I mean, it's possible that it reflects bits between the sort of the political side of Hamas and the military side, who are taking a more hardline stance on this. But I mean, these things happen, and I'm afraid ceasefire negotiations often tend to be a little bit chaotic sometimes, and often very opaque. So, I mean, the best possible reading one can say is that there was an expectation.
And overnight, the fighting and violence continued. I presume we don't expect any let up until this. If there is to be a deal, that it's actually inked?
No. I mean, one of the things I've learned from covering these events in the past, particularly sort of Israeli military operations, is that often the very end of the operation can be the most violent. I mean, in 2006, in the war in Lebanon against Hezbollah, the last few days before the ceasefire came into force, which had already been negotiated, saw sort of a tremendous amount of artillery being fired into southern Lebanon. So the fact that it seems to be getting more violent isn't necessarily an indicator that the ceasefire isn't close. In fact, it could be an indicator that it is actually really quite close.